Warning, the following program may contain misheard lyrics. Listener discretion is advised.
Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Spencer's Gifts, Claire's, Abercrombie and Fitch, Brookstone, Foot Locker, Lululemon, Pottery Barn, Sparrow.
Patrick, what are you talking about? You're just rambling.
Oh no, Sam. I'm just getting ready for a big Saturday night out with Jim.
Okay. Where are you guys going?
Tyson's Corner Center.
All right, here we are. It's the end of the month.
It is. I can't believe it.
Where has the time gone?
End of the month, and all this month, we have been talking about great albums of the past year.
Mm-hmm.
Of 2018. Mm-hmm. It's been a great series, I think. I think people really have enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Gotten great feedback on it. And yesterday we had Sam's pick, mm-hmm. and we've heard from over 30 listeners.
It's amazing.
And now it's down to Patrick Foster.
Yeah, it is.
It's going to be your turn.
The ball's in my lap. And I do want to say thanks to everybody who we've either spoken to in person or have, you know, talked to us or communicated with us in some way about how much they're enjoying these 2018 album picks by our community. And I would just say that I've enjoyed it just as much as everyone listening, if not more. And it's been a real treat to just have these all come in. And
absolutely.
It's awesome. It makes you feel really good. Yeah.
Mm. I particularly like how, as you've said before, how smart the listeners are when they call in and not only just say this is my favorite album, but give you like a really great like description of it and what it means to them. And it's really been fascinating. I love listening to all of that.
Yeah, we've had some moving calls, and you know, I can think of some people that have really shared some personal stories. So it's really great. Mm-hmm. Really nice.
So all that depth and that you've heard and all that, you know, all that intelligence, all that, you won't hear any of that today, right?
No. It's, that's right. That's out the window.
That's done. That's over now.
Pressure's off.
Now it's Patrick's turn. Okay, so this is Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And I'm Sam Lisker.
And Patrick, what do you got for us?
All right, folks. Well, you know, as tempted as I am to steal some of the ideas that folks have given, I want to talk about one album. And it dovetails pretty nicely, Sam, with your amazing pick from yesterday's episode of Kamasi Washington. But before I talk about that album, I just want to mention a couple really quick albums that I also was really into. Obviously, you only have to pick one. It's hard. And, you know, we've been really blessed to have so much music flying around this year. And I also feel great, Jim, when people say they really appreciate the new music episodes that we do.
Yes, I know.
That means a lot.
That's been a real delight to me, too, because that was something we kind of came up with about pretty well into the run of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And we weren't really sure if that's what people were listening for. And it's turned out to be some of our most popular stuff.
Yeah, it's been really great. So I just want to mention a couple things. Here's a couple that were on my list, you know, for that top 10, 15, whatever, that already got mentioned by listeners. One of those is The Best, Future Me Hates Me. That was a great record. Spiritualized, put out, and Nothing Hurt, which I loved. The Sciences by Sleep was, you know, an awesome record. I don't believe anyone, you know, actually particularly called in and talked about Hop Along's Bark Your Head Off Dog, although we may have anticipated that. I was kind of surprised nobody did that.
Mm-hmm.
But that was a great record. Obviously, we spent kind of a week with our friend Brad Mailer talking about that.
He spoke quite passionately about it. Yes.
He was into it.
Yes.
I also like Pig Destroyer's Head Cage. I believe I played one of their songs on a new music episode. And then the other album that really kind of flew under the radar for me that I didn't hear a lot of people talking about was No Age put out a record, and it was called Snares Like a Haircut.
We'll be right back.
And they're kind of a rock duo that has put out a bunch of records, but I really liked it. I thought it had some kick-ass, like, rock and roll indie rock songs on it. So very creative, you know, kind of in that spirit. One other one I want to mention really quickly is a record called Homowu. It's a reissue of an album recorded in 1979 that was basically extinct and obscure by a band called Basa Basa. They're from Ghana. And I kind of treated it like a new album because it came out of nowhere. You know, it's been reissued pretty widely now. It was first released in Nigeria in 1979 under the title The Basa Basa Experience, which means Together We Win. But it's great African pop and soul and even a little disco mixed in. So if you want to hear something different to cleanse your palate and really get you grooving, check that out. But my number one pick is going to go to the Sons of Kemet, Your Queen is a Reptile. It's a record that came out on Impulse in April or March, and I think I picked it for maybe the April New Music episode. But it's the band is led by another saxophonist. His name is Shabaka Hutchings, and they're a band based in London. Theon Cross plays tuba on the record, and they use a revolving cast of drummers. It's propulsive. It's jazz. It's also funk. It's also politically wired. I found a little snippet of a review from The Guardian. The writer says, her name is Kitty Empire. She's a music critic for The Guardian, and she writes, on one level, the group's latest offering, Your Queen is a Reptile, is a dub punk Latin jazz confection that remakes the Sex Pistols 40 years on, even more eloquently, through sax and tuba, : she ain't no human being. So the underlying theme of Your Queen is a Reptile is the, you know, the dissatisfaction with still in Britain, the class culture and how, you know, stuff doesn't trickle down the way it should trickle down. And there's still a terrible disconnect between government and you know, an ages old class system of a monarchy and a kingdom that really doesn't make any sense to anybody, especially, you know, people from other parts of the world that live in London. But I read an interview with Shabaka Hutchings that was talking about, like, hey, jazz is coming back. And, you know, there's Kamasi Washington, like Thundercat put out a record, you know, that that was kind of jazzy. There was a guy called Ambrose Kinmissouri. I probably butchered his name. He put out a record called Origami Harvest on Blue Note, of all places, that was really an amalgam of all kinds of funky things. But if you want something different and powerful and propulsive, I would definitely go for the Sons of Kemet album. There's even an amazing rap at the end called My Queen is Doreen Lawrence. And basically every track is named after people that inspired these artists. You know, Harriet Tubman's mentioned, Ida Eastman, some people I'd never heard of, like Albertina Sisulu, and Angela Davis is listed. So you learn a lot about kind of history. So that's it for me, guys, right at the top.
All right.
Is there a particular song you want to hear?
Well, you know, they're all in the 5 to 6 minute range, so it does take them a while to stretch out. But why don't we hear a little bit of the song My Queen is Harriet Tubman? We'll be right back.
Whoa.
Yeah. Good stuff,
that
right?
So fast.
Pretty propulsive.
Yeah.
So saxophone, yeah. Tuba, and two drummers right there. So
I was just holding my breath on some of those notes.
Tearing it up. Yeah. Tuba. Playing sort of the bass part.
I think I'm
going to
say the same things I said when you first played Sons of Kemet, right? I love the, you know, the African beats.
Yeah.
You know,
the Afro beat.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And then the other thing, too, the jazz tuba. It's not a sound you hear a lot, but when somebody can pull it off, I think it's one of the great, you know, effects. It's one of the great instruments in jazz, but it's a hard thing to do. It's a hard instrument to play like that.
Yeah.
And so when they can do it, it's really cool. Yeah.
Theon Cross must have some serious lung power, man.
Lungs
of
steel.
He is wailing during that whole track. It really is.
Fantastic. Okay. Anything else from the last year?
We
were going to do a song of the year, too?
I'm really going to throw you a song of the year. This one came to my attention later in the year as I was kind of compiling some stuff for a couple of compilations, my own mix CD and kind of our mixtape gem. And I'll really quickly mention a couple of other tunes that I really liked. I loved all the songs off Flasher's record, Constant Image. They had a song called XYZ that I was particularly fond of. It's an amazing tune. Also, Groove Fries put out a record called Babelsberg, and he has a beautiful song called Drones in the City that just feels really, really ominous and modern to me and kind of reflects the crazy times that we live in. And I also really liked a song that was pretty atypical for my listening patterns. It was really kind of a synth pop pop song called Everybody Wants to Be Famous by a band called Super Organism. So those are all good tunes, but the one that caught my ear the most this year was a song, and I only found out about it because you guys know I track the band Tune Yards, and I always like to see what they're doing. And they did a collaboration with The Coup, which is a hip-hop band from California that's led by a guy called Boots Riley. And apparently, I didn't know this, and maybe one of you guys have seen this movie, but Boots Riley wrote and directed a movie called Sorry to Bother You.
I've heard of it.
On the soundtrack, he collaborated with Tune Yards on a song called, or The Coup collaborated with Tune Yards on a song called Hey Saturday Night. And I want you guys to listen very carefully to the beginning of this song because there's a reference to an area right around here, I believe, and a shopping mall and a city. So listen really carefully to the beginning of Hey Saturday Night by The Coup and Tune Yards. Trippy song, right?
Trippy song, jumpy track. How can someone's voice align so perfectly with an instrument?
And those crazy little weird, you know, like freaking out keyboard fills in the back are great. And so the lyrics at the beginning just caught my ear, and it's like he's talking, well, you know, we live around Tyson's Corner, and they have sort of a joke slogan that's the city of the future, or America's next great city. Yeah. And then, of course, we have a couple giant shopping malls around here. So
here's the thing. If people don't know, people are not from this area. So, it's weird to hear Tyson's referenced in a song really that's going out to the general public.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Feels very insider to me.
It does.
Because you grew up in Northern Virginia.
Yeah.
I didn't, you know, I've lived here for about 12 years now, something like that. But Tyson's was really just known for the shopping
that was
mall,
it,
right? Mm-hmm. That was the thing, yeah, right?
Yep. It's like the biggest mall on the East Coast. Might still be.
And
I don't
people,
know.
People even like from who lived in DC would go out to Tyson's for like the day to go to the shopping mall, right?
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's what you would do. Yeah. So I love the way it's turned on its head in this lyric. Yeah. The shopping mall, but we're going to be the looters. And there's some amazing, amazing lyrics in this. And what, you know, it just feels so awesome. It's like a Saturday night tune that you would listen to when you're getting ready to go out with your friends, you know, and just crank it up like four times in a row. Yeah. So if I went out and if I had any friends, I'd be listening to this song, but it gave me a feeling of having friends and going and having somebody want me to go out, but it was, I loved it. I just kind of fell in love with it. Oh, so I think it's a great
tune. It's a very nice batch.
Yeah. It's really fun to listen
to. That's a fantastic discovery.
Yeah. It really was kind of a hidden gem on a soundtrack. So going back again to the soundtrack album, here it is.
Sorry to bother you. That's amazing.
Yeah, I got to watch the movie. I really do. I don't know. You know, I'm not a big movie guy, but I'll definitely have to check this out. So hats off to Boots Riley and certainly the Tune Yards. You can hear their percussion and kind of background vocals, you know, on Merrill on that. So it's great. So there you go, folks. 2018, putting a bow on it.
Love it.
That's awesome. Great picks. All right. I'm excited.
You.
So tomorrow, I think I'll
you got
have
the,
something. I don't.
Yeah.
I don't know, the pressure's on. I don't know if I can.
You're batting cleanup.
I don't think I can beat that.
You're in the cleanup spot. We'll see what you got, man. It's gonna be great.
But I'll give it my best.
Okay.
I'll go out there and take some cuts.
I have faith in you, Jim.
All right. So one more day, and then we wrap up 2018.
That's right.
And now we can look toward the future.
That's
what
right.
What great music the future will bring us.
Mm-hmm.
All right. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. Please listen.
Every day.
Every day.
Please subscribe. People should subscribe.
People should do that.
It's free. Yeah. Don't cost nothing.
And force people to subscribe in a gentle way.
And that's right. Yeah, please. Please. We can't be held responsible for any of that. But encourage people to listen to the show.
Yeah.
To subscribe to the show. I mean, they'd like it, right?
They will.
Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They'll be so happy that
everybody
you did
likes
it.
Music, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
So do that.
Get them in there. They'll be hooked.
Do that. And then also you can correspond with us.
Mm-hmm.
You can call 612-440-1984. You can leave a message. We'll put your voice on an upcoming episode.
Yes, we will.
You can also email rock@suburbspod.com or find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all those at suburbspod. And then also please visit our website, suburbspod.com, where say like in this case, like, what was that song I heard?
Yeah.
Can't remember what it was. You can find all the show notes for all the episodes going back to the beginning of time.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also a database that Sam meticulously puts together. You can even search. So you can search by topic of episode.
Yeah.
You can search by artist name. You can search by song name, all that stuff. You'll see what's
all the important stuff
played on the show.
That's right.
Or maybe it's just like, I really like this particular band. I wonder if they ever talked about them. Go to that song database and then you'll see. And then
you could
find the episode number, right?
That's right.
All right. I'm a little nervous. I got to get a good night's rest.
That's right.
And we'll be back with my pick, favorite album of the year and favorite song of the year.
Can't wait.
All right. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And I'm Sam Lisker.
And we'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Adidas, Amazon, AMC Theaters, Barnes & Noble, Bath & Body Works, Bose, Build-A-Bear Workshop, Champ Sports, The Disney Store, Dyson, Foot Locker, Foot Action, Francesca's, GameStop, Godiva Chocolates, L.L. Bean's, Locomotives, Louis Vuitton, Lush, Microsoft, Pandora, Papyrus,
Peloton, Records and Rarities, Sees Candy, Spencer Gifts, Swarovski, Swatchstock and Fix, The Big Screen Store, Things Remember, T-Mobile, Urban Outfitters, Verizon Wireless, and the official Washington Redskins store.